kids, are you ready? Are you sure? For music trivia, three rounds in store. It's head to head, who's going to war? Are you ready to settle the score? I said, are you ready to settle the score?
Hey, welcome into another week of Settle the Score. I'm your host, Matt Nose, joined as always by the musical director, the one and only Mr. Andy Merriweather. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, thanks, Matt. How are you doing over there?
Not too bad. Have you cleared everything out? Are you good to go?
Yeah. Sadly, Ezra's the one that's down at the moment. He is just, his just nose is streaming. It's so horrible for him. I feel really bad, and he panics. And he's one of these kids that he doesn't like stuff on his hands, so he kind of, he doesn't want to touch him, like he doesn't want to wipe his own nose, and he's just panicking all the time. It's so, okay. It's kind of lovely and sweet. And also, he's clearly being damaged in some way because he's just there screaming until we can get to him with a tissue. But yeah, bless him. But he's doing all right. Yeah. So everything's fine. My end, just feeling a little bit tired because the world has started turning after the holidays and stuff. Back to work, back to the busy period, and I'm in accounts, so it's year end at the moment, which is the busiest time. So but yeah, everything is pretty good. I want to do a call to arms quickly.
Sure.
So I've managed to find these are VHS style Blu-ray cases that the shop HMV did. I got Airplane, ET, and 48 hours, you see. And there's a collection of about, I think about 30 films that they did, but they've been discontinued by about five or maybe 6 years now because it's 2024. And yeah, basically, if anyone knows of anywhere where I can get them, I managed to find three. I want the full collection up on my shelf there because they're all movies that like just, you know, sit perfectly in that kind of nostalgia period.
Okay.
So if anyone knows, then please let me know. But they've been discontinued, so it would be someone that owns the collection that wants to sort of make some money or whatever. So yeah, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to use my platform for some selfishness.
Sure, get yourself something. All right, well, if anybody has something, hit them up. You can find them on all the social medias at STS_AndyM. And I say we go ahead and start today's game. We got two returning.
Two of my favorite people, I was going to say, yeah.
Two returning guests. We're excited to have them back. It's been way too long. First gentleman coming back. I told him this. He is the only Blue Beetle that this show recognizes. And we're excited to have him back. So please help us welcome Mr. Eric Lopez.
Thank you very much. How are you, I'm good, man. Thank you so much. I am the only Blue Beetle. No, I'm just
the only one.
No. I'm not. There's many Blue Beetles out there, but I'm the best one.
Did you bring that character to life first?
No, actually, I didn't. It's funny enough, I auditioned for that character for another project years before, and somebody else got it, and then I got the better version.
They realized they fucked up the first time.
Yeah, it was a deeper dive into Blue Beetle on that show, so I was like, this is the good one.
Right here. All right, well, the gentleman you were squaring off against, this is our third time having the two of you face one another.
Yeah,
we are excited.
I believe I'm 2-0, right? I believe
that sounds about right. 2-0, yeah. Please help us welcome back all around nice guy, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Scott White. How are you?
Okay, yeah, I'll just sell that. Oh, sorry guys, I was just selling this. I have this VHS Blu-ray. I got this whole collection. There's like 30 of these films, and this guy just offered me $5 for the whole lot, so I thought I'd just dump it, you know what I mean?
It's good to have you.
Yeah, Andy, you were saying you wanted something, or you were asking about something. I'm sorry, I should have shipped this box.
Look at that, though. That is great, isn't it?
That's amazing.
Wait, so these are just fake VHS that hold DVDs?
Yeah, the 4K Blu-rays are inside.
Oh shit, that's pretty cool.
As you were mentioning that, I'm looking it up on eBay. Going,
oh yeah,
cool, man.
Cool, right?
That is cool. Yeah.
I thought you actually wanted
VHS. I have a bunch of VHSs, old ones.
Really? You're still sitting on VHS?
I'm
a hoarder.
I come over movie night.
Let me pop in tape two. We're watching Godfather.
Yeah, totally. Was that a two VHS? Wow.
Oh, 100% that. Wow. Braveheart.
Wow. Amazing.
Anything over 2.5 hours was a two tape.
Schindler's List.
Schindler's List was a two tape. Yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
Fantastic. Good to be here, everyone. Changing the subject to get back on some. But yeah, Eric, I feel today you got a real challenge today.
I would think I would have thought the last two times I had a challenge, you're a music guy. So,
oh, no,
and a movie guy.
I'll have you know, over the course of 2023, I think I watched 3 or 4 movies. So yeah, if it's current movies, I'm going to get 3 of them. Correct.
3 current movies. We're good to go.
Yeah, we are good.
Hey, let me just ask you guys. I remember, Scott, you were talking about it on Instagram Live, and Eric, you were just talking about not being the first to do Blue Beetle. So when you get a project or a character, say, how much is it that you have to exactly replicate, and how much do you get to make it your own? Is it case by case where it's like that line shifts across, you know, the dynamic?
Yeah, Eric.
Oh, yeah. Well, with mine, I didn't have to reference anybody. I don't think they wanted it to be completely new, more authentic, because I think the guy who played it before me was a white guy and he's Latino. So they're like, yeah, don't do that guy. Like, yeah. they're like, go, you know, be as traditional as possible. And so I got to kind of, you know, do my thing. It was cool. Got to make them my own.
Awesome. Yeah, I sometimes get chained down to like what the previous actor's done, but I think it's just a case by case basis. Yeah,
yeah.
What you kind of suggested, Andy. You know, like I've been lucky enough to voice like Crash Bandicoot, and that was very much like, hey, can you sound like the last guy? You know, and then when I voiced Skeletor last year for these like Call of Duty, for a Call of Duty game, which was amazing. And that had been voiced by Mark Hamill. They didn't do the 80s Skeleton, you know, they're like, I'll get you, He-Man. Yeah. Which I was kind of hoping, you know, that would have been fun in its own way. but yeah, it was like filling in for Mark Hamill. And that was kind of, you know, no one can really sound like Mark Hamill. I tried my best, and, you know.
So. Yeah. And if it's a character that's like got a significant like standing already, you kind of got to like with Bumblebee Man, they wanted me to sound like Hank Azaria's version. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And then, but do you get to over time, like move the needle just a little bit just for yourself, or is it, you just stay in that impression?
Yeah. You know, on some of the stuff I would, cause you know, Hank Azaria obviously has an accent. So I would try to kind of make it sound more Mexican, you know, and more authentically Mexican, but still with the same energy and the same voice.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. No, yeah. Same. Yeah. You know, I think my own limitations kind of inject in the character, you know, it's like, well, I'm not that good. And then, so I kind of, you know, no, but yeah, you kind of do. I mean, you kind of have your own way that you kind of do that. You approach that role or sound like that role. And, you know, short of like classic lines, I guess you can.
Yeah. Because with Crash, say there's a new game and he's got a line of dialogue where the certain vowel sound has never been done on any of the history. Now you have an opportunity to create how Crash would do that.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, in that last Crash game, in the big Crash game, there's this final kind of Easter egg moment at the end of the game. I'm not spoiling it because the fans know it. But Crash talks at the end of the game.
Yeah.
You know, he's like speaking. He kind of, you know, kind of gives like the 5-year. And now what's going on is, you know, this character's doing this and all this stuff. And then the final reveal is like, and me, I'm doing just fine. The camera turns and it's like crashes in a recording studio in front of a mic. And that was really cool because they were like, well, he hasn't really talked yet. There was some show where he talked, and I guess the fans weren't too keen on that character. So when they gave it to me and they said, hey, we need a voice that's kind of unique and different. I was, you know, like they kind of, there was ideas that got thrown out, and I was like, if I were to go, like, what if we went crazy and did more like a, you know, like a Billy D. Williams kind of like, he's a smooth guy.
Smooth narrator.
Yeah. You know, he's so wild and crazy. And they're like, well, how would that sound? And I was like, well, what if we did something like this? You know, and then they're like, oh, that's interesting. Then we kind of played around in that zone, and then it kind of turned out to be that kind of a thing. So that, I guess that was an example where the team, it was a kind of a collective, like playing around with it till we found it. So, and that was really cool to just kind of have that little moment, you know, where it was like, oh, I got to put my own little stamp. I guess that's the thing when you walk away and you got to do something that's kind of unique. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're almost like adding to the canon or something. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Very cool. All right.
Yeah. Thank you. That was about it. Eric, prepare to be destroyed.
Yes, sir. Yeah, enough with the pleasantries, yeah, all right? Yeah. Back to fake hating each other.
I'm looking forward to a challenge, man. I'm looking forward to a challenge.
Sure thing.
All right. Gentlemen, here's the bell for round number one. All right, Scott, you will have opening choice of 1 through 5. Yeah. Once you make your selection, I will give a clue, and Andy will begin playing.
Okay.
When either of you think you know the movie, buzz in with your name. I will call on you. Don't forget you're guessing the movie itself. It's worth 10 points. And there's a bonus question worth 5 points, but I'll give you the rules of that when we come to it. So, Mr. White.
Oh, I'd be ready to pop you one there, Eric. Give me a number 3 there, Andy. Yes, sir.
All right. Number 3 it is. Your clue comes to us from Ken Whitehurst, and it is A Reason to Live.
A Reason to Live. Okay. Teletubbies, the movie.
I'll have to ring in.
100%. That's definitely son of a bitch. Scott's
on
the board.
Next round. 20-0.
Now, one of the movies, the current ones that you watched this year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Teletubbies, the movie.
That one and Bluey, the movie. And Ryan.
Bluey, the movie. Is there a Bluey movie?
I wish. Okay. Back to work.
All right. Your clue again is A Reason to Live.
Okay. Here we go. I could spend my life in this sweet
Armageddon.
That is correct for 10 points.
Wow, look at you, man.
I gave you 2, Eric, and I figured now. I'd probably turn on the engines.
Now it's time to turn it on, yeah.
It's a new year.
Don't forget, say your name. You can't just move your arms and shit like that.
You can't hit the big buzzer.
You can't just go, ooh.
Some people do that.
This buzzer doesn't work?
Not here, no.
What is this for, then? That is tape, Scott. Okay.
Here's my fake buzzer right here.
Eric.
All right, Scott, bonus question. It's worth 5 points. Some of these are easy and some of these are hard. You have a choice.
Yes.
You can choose to answer it alone.
Yes.
But if you get it wrong, you lose the 5 points. Or you can open it up to you and Eric. No one will lose any points, but he can cut into your 10-0 leads. My question is, do you want to be a dick or not?
I'll be a dick. I've thought about it for such a long time. And I'm going to be a dick.
All right. It's for Scott alone. It's worth 5 points. Here's your bonus question. What Transformers director helmed Armageddon?
Michael Bay.
That is correct for 5 points.
What is that baby shit?
I told you, some of them are easy and some of them are hard. You just...
Eric, you can't be swearing in these sets.
It's rigged.
It's rigged. If you swear in the podcast, they're going to
get... Do you have a huge child audience now I should be careful about?
That's right. No, say whatever you want.
You wouldn't believe the 7 and under crowd that just got...
They love it. Huge Armageddon fans.
Look at that. They watch Bluey, then they come over to watch Settle the Score, right?
That's two. That is two. Let's go.
All right.
I'm going to put a piece of tape on every point I get today.
Those were gimmies, man. Those were gimmies.
Scott, you got choice. 1, 2, 4, or 5.
You know, Matt, it's been a long day. Let's go with 2.
All right, 2 it is. And for number 2, your clue comes to us from patron Eric Grebner, and it is watch your ass.
Okay.
Watch your ass. He's a petter ass.
8-year-olds, dude.
Good call.
Okay.
Was a preacher's son, and when his daughter was raised, then he come.
Is that Pulp Fiction?
That is correct for
10 points. I just had to call Scott. I slapped the table.
Boom.
You got to say your name.
You got to get a buzzer. I got a buzzer.
Okay.
Makes me say my name.
Eric, bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
No, I don't want to be a dick. I'm going to check because if I'm a dick, it goes against me if I miss it, right? Okay, no, I don't want to be a dick. No.
All right, it's open to you both, so buzz in with your name if you think you have the answer. Tarantino and Sam Jackson have worked together on 6 movies.
Yes.
Name 4.
Eric.
Scott started his name first.
Django.
Okay.
Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
Kill Bill.
Okay.
You ain't gonna get it.
Oh, no, I'm gonna get it.
No, you're not.
Nah, I am. I'm totally gonna get it. Do you want to know the last one? Do you guys want to know the last one?
I know
we certainly do.
Okay. Teletubbies the movie.
I don't know if that's a Tarantino. Do you want to take it?
No, I got one more. The one they shot at Del Amo Mall, Jackie Brown.
Ah, oh, damn it.
That is correct for 5 points.
Son of a bitch. What's the score now?
20 to 10 with Scott in the lead.
La, 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 la.
Let's see Scott's if that painter's tape actually holds.
He's actually trying this
time. I know. This is not blue painter's tape. This is blue permanent tape. So it'll hold.
Eric, you got the music question right, which means you have
choice. Oh, Andy has a question, though.
Sorry, yeah. Not to be a dick about it. Did you say just Kill Bill, or did you specify a volume?
He did not specify a volume. Oh. In the past, we have taken Kill Bill because Tarantino considers it one movie, and he's got to do 10.
Favoritism. Are you an NFL ref, and he's the Kansas City Chiefs, or what's going on here?
I feel bad asking.
Eric, it's more so he's a ref, and Scott is the Lakers, and you're the Raptors, and you're getting whistled for all kinds of things that didn't actually happen.
Apparently.
Eric, you're stupid because you're losing. Gosh.
All right, Eric, your choice. 1, 4, or 5?
Five.
All right. 5 it is. Your clue for number 5 is so unsophisticated.
So unsophisticated.
Ah.
So unsophisticated.
I already got an idea.
Oh, dialed in. I don't know how much more tape, you can put on your face.
But I got a whole roll of tape, but I'm ready to use it. Let's go.
All right. Andy is just about there, I think. And your clue again is so unsophisticated.
So unsophisticated.
Okay, here we go.
When the going gets tough and you're talking enough,
we gotta get out before they get us down. Just living up against the wall, it's got us locked up.
Damn.
I'll give you another clue.
You stumped me.
First one was so unsophisticated. Your second clue is you're talking out of your ass.
Scott.
Got
Ace Ventura.
That is correct for 10 points.
Well, Eric.
Wow, Scotty. Don't Scotty coming on tonight, huh?
I just wanted you to feel good about yourself, Eric.
Wow. Trying to permanently freeze that nose up like that.
Does he have to specify which movie?
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
That is correct.
No, that wasn't the second one.
Look at there.
All right, Scott, bonus question. You want to be a dick or not?
No, I want to share the love on this one.
All right. It's open to you both. Buzz in with your name if you think you have it. In Ace Ventura, Detective Emilio is played by what 80s rap artist?
Eric.
Tone Loc.
That is correct for 5 points.
That's a good call, Eric.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Dang.
All right, Scott, you got the music right on that, so you have your choice. 1 or 4?
What's the score?
4. I'm going to do 4.
What's the score?
He's going to do 4. It's 30 to 15 with Scott in the lead.
Yeah! 30 to 15?
Yeah. 30 to 15. Still early. There's tons of points left.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, number 4 is what you wanted. Your clue on number 4 is Pub Crawl. Pub Crawl.
Yep.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive and the world turning inside out, yeah. Floating around in ecstasy, so
you guys another clue.
Okay.
First one was Pub Crawl. Second one is Dead and Loving It.
Scott. No, Eric. Weekend at Bernie's.
That is incorrect.
Bang.
Eric.
Eric.
Is it the World's End?
That is incorrect.
Oh. Oh. Can I go again, Eric? Again?
I'll give you a third clue, and you both can guess again to make it fair.
Okay.
So your third clue is So Right, It's Wrong.
Is it Eric?
Eric.
Is it Shaun of the Dead?
That is correct for 10 points.
Oh! I knew it was I knew it was one of their movies, but I thought the pub thing was the end of the world or the world's end or whatever.
Well, pub, the final shootout and all that jazz, is it the Winchester, the pub they always go to, and the zombie crawl and all that jazz.
Okay. Yeah, because the zombie thing, I was like, oh, wait, it's one or the other then. So the Shaun of the Dead or the World's End. Okay.
Good on you.
All right, makes it 25-30 with Scott holding a five-point lead. Eric, bonus question.
Come back, kid. I want to open it up, man, because, you know, I don't want to lose my points. I don't know if I'm going to get this.
You wouldn't. All right. You wouldn't
want to be cocky.
Let me finish the whole thing before either of you jumps in.
All right.
Yep.
According to the YouTube channel Kill Count, what is the total number of on-screen deaths in Shaun of the Dead? Ooh. That's either straight killed people or they were turned into zombies. The first person that guesses is worth 10 points and we'll give it to you within 15. Second person, we'll give it to you if you're within 7. It's only worth 5 points, but we'll tell you if the first person was high or low.
Okay. Eric, I'm going to go for
Eric.
It's going to say 500.
That is incorrect. That's incorrect. And Scott, it's worth 5 points. He was high. He was high.
He was high.
He was high.
200.
Also incorrect. 51 on screen. Ah,
yeah,
51.
That was my next guess.
Yeah.
Man. I'm taking one of these off. I take one off when I lose. And then I put one back on when I win.
So probably nobody smart. Gets that, right? Nobody gets that. Nobody gets this.
No points no awarded point. Or lost.
No points
that's
awarded.
Good. That's good. That's good. It's a good call to not be a dick on that one.
All right. Look like you yeah, do smart move. If you think that these blue tape are my eyebrows, man.
Okay. Sorry. Just saying. I'm here to entertain myself, you guys. So thanks. It's been great having you on my own podcast.
All right. Good okay. times. All right, we have one left in the first round.
Wow.
And
all right.
Your clue comes to us from Matt Scanlon, and it is Night at the Museum.
Oh, is it Night at the Museum?
That's the
museum.
Hint?
It is not.
That could night be the museum. Movie. Oh, you're yeah. telling? Okay, great.
Okay. Eric.
Ghostbusters.
Incorrect.
Oh, that's what
F
I would
you. Say. That's in Ghostbusters too, man.
I can look it up.
But is there a museum scene or something?
I'm sure, yeah.
Very Vigo, cool. Vigo's in the museum.
Vigo, Adana, can I Vigo.
He's talking about Ghostbusters too.
You're yeah. talking about Ghostbusters 2. You said Ghostbusters.
That's a Ghostbusters 2. You know what I meant. Semantics.
Sorry.
Semantics.
Wait. I'm going to say this to help out Eric just because we did Kill Bill, but I didn't need to specify okay. which one. And then yeah. he said Ghostbusters.
All right. We'll yeah. give it to you on this one.
Yeah.
In
yeah,
the future, man. If there is a difference between yeah, two man. Fucking movies,
you should have said getting... which. Okay. Then you should say which one, and I would have said, "Oh yeah, that's two."
That's it's implied like, by saying what movie does this come?
Kind of like
from?
When growing up, I said I want a Coke. They said what kind? I said 7 Up.
You know what? just for your surly attitude, I'm only giving you 5 points to tie the game up.
Now you get knocked and you talk back to the judges?
Exactly.
This is like an NFL ref over here, man. Jesus Christ.
I can see exactly what happened. Eric said Ghostbusters, and then Matt said that's incorrect because it's Ghostbusters 2, right? But Matt didn't say that.
Yeah.
But then Eric said, no way, man, that's in Ghostbusters 2. And Matt went, Matt thought you meant T-O-O.
No, I understood.
Oh, you knew he meant Ghostbusters 2 at that point.
You have said Ghostbusters.
Ah.
And Ivan Reitman has not come out and said, well, that's actually just one movie like Quentin Tarantino has, that he was forced by the studio to split into two.
Well, guess who our guest is? It's Ivan Reitman, everybody. I'm coming into the room to discuss.
All right.
I think Matt's just got it in for me today.
Yeah, that's what it's 100%. 100%.
I Venmo'd Matt a couple hundred bucks before this.
I'm sure you did.
On air. Seemed a bit excessive, to be perfectly honest. But
he bought him that crispy new hat he's wearing right there.
I buy the wind.
He's wearing it. He's wearing it to throw it in my face.
Totally.
All right. So, tie ball game, because I'm not awarding the full 10 points.
Oh, what a dick.
That's not a dick. That is me being generous and giving you points on an incorrect.
You're very
answer.
Kind. You're very kind.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
I even named the scenes for you. The character in the museum. I think I knew what I was talking about.
There. Yeah, well, then you should have fucking said it.
Right. I'm with you, Matt. Whatever you need, Matt. You're the best.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, Eric. You do have a choice, though. Final bonus question worth 5 points. Do you want to be a dick or not?
No, I didn't want to be a dick.
All right, it's open to you both then. Here it is. Buzz in with your name. What SCTV actor returns for the second Ghostbusters after being possessed in the first movie?
Eric. That would be Rick Moranis.
That is correct for 5 points.
Wow.
So you now you have the lead.
There you go.
All right, I should have a 10-point lead. But
yeah, well... Should have acted like an adult instead of a child when you got the question wrong.
I agree with you, Matt. I agree with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Totally.
All right, that ends round one. Here's the bell for round number two. All right, Scott, since you're in second place, you'll have opening choice in the second round. And this is our 5-second round. So once you make a selection 1 through 5, I'll give a clue and Andy will play a 5-second snippet of the song. Could be from anywhere in the song. It's his choice.
Yeah.
If either of you can name the movie in that opening 5 seconds, it's worth 10 points. Otherwise, if we have to play a second 5 of music, it makes it worth 5 points.
All right.
So Scott, 1 through 5, where you want to begin round 2?
3.
All right. 3. It is. Clue comes to us from Matt Scanlon, and it is My Chemical Romance.
Oh, good one. Good one.
My Chemical Romance. Okay. And once again, if you get it in the first 5 seconds, it's worth 10 points. Oh. Otherwise, if we have to go to the second 5 of music, it makes it worth 5 points. And it's open to you both.
Oh, hell. New king in town.
Oh, I know what that is. Ding, I know what it is. Eric.
You got Eric.
That would be the first Batman by Tim Burton starring Michael Keaton. Is that enough for get it right? Matt, is that enough to get it right?
Keep going.
That is enough to get it right. That is enough to get it right.
Jeez.
But is that enough to get all the points?
Do I need to know who the producer is too?
Who was the executive producer in Key Grip?
If that song was in Batman Returns and you just said Batman, I would not give you the points.
No, it's
two different movies.
Wow.
All right.
Hell, new king. What's yeah, what
it's at Prince.
What point, yeah, Prince Party Man.
At what point does that song come into play there?
It's when they're in the museum.
And they're
the museum on the floor.
Lawrence. That was the Bat Dance song, I think.
No.
That was that song. All hail. Yeah.
Okay. You guys got a thing with museums today, but the, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
All right, Eric, your choice.
Call.
1, 2, 4, or 5.
I'm going to go 2.
Good. All right. 2 it is. Clue comes to us from Ken Whitehurst, and it is IT phone home.
IT phone home.
Might want to hear the music. Might want to hear the music. All right, here we go.
That would be from the Matrix.
That is correct. For
wow, good on you.
The That's first Matrix, not the Matrix Reloaded, do I get
not
the points?
Another,
do
not
get, you got 10 points for that. You got the 10 points for that.
That's a really good guess.
Good on you, Eric. I wanted to see your fingers stretch on that keyboard there, Andy. That's the good.
But well, look,
that's Kashmir, right?
I'll indulge. It's just
Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, it's Rage.
Oh, Rage. Oh,
it's just the difference between two chromatic notes. So just these two here. So
okay, gotcha.
You get all kinds of crazy sounds coming out of that thing, huh?
Yeah.
Guitars and shit.
What kind of piano is that?
What kind of programs were you running all that thing, AI?
I had a piano. It didn't sound anything like that. You're cheating.
All right. So, Eric, you got the
Scott
point?
The Scott White piano is cheating.
It plays itself.
All right, Eric, you want 1, 4, or 5?
First off, what's the score?
It is 55-30 with you in the lead.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah. That's good. I'm in the pulling away. All right. Despite Matt being against me today. So
name the damn movie. You get the points.
All right, let's go. Well, what was the question?
1, 4, or 5. What would you like?
5.
All right. 5 it is. Your clue on number 5 is saddle up. Saddle up.
Ooh. Young Guns.
Might want to wait for the music.
Okay. Here we go.
Saddlemakers, the documentary of saddlemakers.
Great doc.
Oh, so intriguing.
Didn't think they'd get 2 hours out of that, but
I didn't even know Scorsese had it in him to do a 6-hour version. Anyway,
Saddlemakers.
Okay, here we go.
My little buttercup has
Eric.
A sweet.
Oh, give me your match. How am I not going to get this movie? You know what I mean? How am I not going to get this movie? This is the Three Amigos.
That is correct.
Young Frankenstein?
That's my jam.
For a second there, I thought you were stalling to come up with the name. How could I not? How? Me, Eric Lopez.
Eric Lopez, date of birth, social security number.
Yeah.
Amigos.
Fantastic. Good on you.
You know what
the problem is with me? I'm realizing my brain is it's like the categorizing and thinking. It's like the one side of my brain goes, oh yeah, I know that one. Then the other side of my brain goes, say your name, you idiot. And then the other side goes, what is my name? And then by then Eric is like, you know, I just yell and I go, let me give you my strategy here.
I do the same thing. I have ADHD, and what I do is I buzz in. And then I stall a little bit, and I try to come up with the name.
With your own name?
No, I know.
I see what you're doing. You're thinking on the back end. I'm thinking on the,
Okay. Yeah, Scott, you can call yourself whatever you like. So if it's, then I will acknowledge that as you buzzing in.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That'll
if you
me.
Say, okay, I don't know. Your Jenny sandwich.
Yeah, I really am. I'm stalling on my name after I think of the title. Okay, let's go.
If you guys want, we can just go who makes a noise first.
No, I'll make a noise. Eric can say his name. That's fine.
All right. So, Eric, you got the points on that. It's 65-30. And you got choice 1 or 4.
Let's go 1.
All right.
1.
1 it is. Your clue, gentlemen, is stick to the facts.
Oh.
Stick to the facts.
Ooh. Any good ideas?
Okay, here we go.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. A real gangster.
Eric. That would be Office Space.
That is correct for 10 points.
That's my cut, man. That's my jam.
I mean, I got your cut right here, Eric. You back off.
That's my cut right there. That's my jam. I play that shit. I play that shit every time I'm going to go to court.
You go into court often enough, you have your own soundtrack. You got a playlist for that?
Get a lot of speeding tickets, man. Get a lot of speeding tickets.
All right. How much so that you have to show up in person?
Well, I don't pay him
a lot of speeding tickets.
I don't pay him on the first go around. Then I got to show up to court, you know. So.
That's like you just want to go to court.
I do. I like court.
Court TV.
I'm developing a theory that towards the end of round one, Scott ran out of tape and he was so committed to the bit that he's decided not to answer any more questions.
Kind of a stand. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sort of on strike.
On strike.
Well, the good thing is, I think, is you guys are hitting it. These are still like cult classic movies, but not main. Scott's like mainstream cult classic, you know, more, are a little you more mainstream.
Okay, so I don't know Office Space and Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, this guy.
Yeah, I'm pretty mainstream. Teletubbies the movie. Okay.
Yeah, it's on his watch
Shoot
list.
Me. Shoot me.
Go look at his letterbox. It's all over the place.
Good one, Matt. Good one, Matt. Can I get 5 points?
Yeah, maybe you keep buttering up either me or Andy. It's always possible.
Oh no, Andy looks fantastic. He already knows it. I don't need to compliment him anymore. Great playing too, Andy. 5 points.
What's the score now?
We have one left. It's 75-30.
I swear, three of them is because I couldn't think of my name. I'm not kidding you. Okay,
let's go. All right, so we have one left in the second round.
Yeah,
and is he mathematically still in it?
Yeah, 100%.
1,000%.
100%.
That's math.
All right, I'm going to try not to get too cocky then, okay?
Yeah, a little bit. All right. Clue comes to us from patron Andrew Scanlon, and it's in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's in the game.
Is it in you? Gatorade, is it in you?
Is that the new ad campaign?
No. You haven't heard that clip of Jordan doing takes?
No, there's what is it on YouTube? There's just him.
Yeah, YouTube. Michael Jordan recording his Gatorade commercials.
Gatorade is it in you?
Michael, can you say it like a human?
Gatorade, is it in you?
That's almost 100% accurate to the joke.
Oh, I need to go watch it.
How it went.
All right, I like it. You're warming up. All right, just throw it away. Give me something casual.
Okay, Ray, is it in you?
5 points.
I gotta go and watch this immediately.
All right, clue again is from Andrew Scanlon, and it's in the game.
It's in the game.
It's
okay,
in the game.
In the game. I already know this one, I feel.
I think you do, too.
Understand, I'm gonna love you till the very end.
Eric. That would be my nephew's favorite movie. He plays it every goddamn 5 minutes. It ends and he starts it again. It ends and he starts it again. It's Super Mario Brothers.
That's correct for 10 points.
Man.
Peaches, peach, I love you.
Yeah.
That would have been the next five of music, I'm guessing.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Not as good as that.
What's the score now?
Damn, man. It's 85-30.
No, but watch.
Is he mathematically still in it?
He's still in it, mathematically.
Cool.
All right, here's the bell for round number three. All right, so Eric, because you're in first place, you'll have opening choice. And this is our betting round. So once you make your selection of 1 through 5, I will give a clue. And Eric, you will begin
the, tape's coming
the
out.
Bidding.
Tape's
coming with... Oh, he's dialed in.
The tape's coming out. He's an anime you character. Will not...
You will not be free. Take this, Mr. Lopez.
No.
Oh, sorry. I lost my goatee. Oh, no.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Once you make a selection, I'll give a clue. And Eric, you'll begin the bidding with the number of notes that you think you can guess the movie in. Four is the minimum. The max is however many you'd like it to be.
Okay.
Once you have your opening number, then we'll go over to Scott, and Scott can bid one note fewer all the way down to zero, but we bid back and forth until one person tells the other to settle the score. The all point right. values are at 10 notes and above, it's worth 10 points. Mm. 6 to 9 notes, it's worth 15. Mm. 3 to 5, it's worth 20.
Yo.
0 to 2, it's worth 25.
Yo.
If you get the question wrong, your opponent automatically gets the points. You each have a lifeline that you can use one time to ask for a second clue. And finally,
you only get that once? You said one time?
One time. And finally, if your opponent gets a question wrong and you think you know the answer, you can double down on it. And if you get it right, you'll double the points available. So that's why he's not mathematically out of this.
There's no chiming in yet then, right? This is just okay.
It'll be for one person only. Whoever's told
one person only, score, then you get the chance to steal, right?
Chance to steal if they get it wrong. If you have a double down left, you can double down on it and steal it there. But if you get that wrong, you get nothing on the double down.
Right. Oh. All right.
Don't upset Levy. Well, okay.
All right. Will right them.
All right, Eric, 1 through 5, where you want to start?
Let's go 1. Let's start right at the top.
All right, right at the top it is. This one is a combo from the Scanlon Brothers, and it is Penny for Your Thoughts.
Ooh.
Penny for Your Thoughts.
Okay.
So, Eric, how many notes you want to open with? 4 is the minimum. The max is however many you'd like it to be.
Let's go 10. 10 notes.
10 notes. All right, Scott, over to you.
I'll do 9 notes.
9 notes makes it worth 15 points. Eric?
8 notes.
8 notes.
7 notes.
7 notes.
Settle the score.
Oh, you.
All right, it's worth 15 points.
Okay.
You do have your lifeline if you want a second clue. And your first clue was Penny for Your Thoughts.
Okay. Can the second clue be the name of the song? Here we go.
Okay. Andy's working out the 7 notes right now.
Yeah. I hope the song's not in 6-7. That was a joke for Andy.
A little time signature joke.
they always land.
Well, musician joke.
Okay, here we go.
Inspector Gadgets.
That is correct. 15 points.
I even said Inspector Gadgets. Fuck,
man, I could have got that in 3 notes.
Sure, in hindsight.
Oh, okay. Duh, duh, duh.
All right, what's the score now?
Give me the 3 notes, Andy. What are they again? You never would have gotten that.
I would. My mind fills in the rest like AI up in this bitch.
It's a steel trap up there.
Yeah. That's why the score's
85 to 45.
Oh, look who's coming back.
85-45.
Who's coming back? It's me with the tape. Oh,
you look like Frosty, Evil Frosty the Snowman.
Evil Frosty the Snowman. No,
the Burl.
Keep losing your goatee, Frosty.
It looks black for a while. The rain keeps coming down and knocking it off. Oh, I mean, this is better for you. I'm like the Colonel from KFC, but I'm feeling a bit blue.
All right, Scott, you now have choice 2 through 5. What do you want next?
Well, seeing that you got any Rip Taylor songs in you?
Of course.
What do I choose? 3.
5. 3. All right. Number 3, it is. Your clue comes to us from our patron, Troy.
Yes.
And it is The Space Race.
Oh,
The Space Race. He's doing a little Roscoe P. Coltrane there. Good.
I'm gonna do that. I could do this one. I could do this one in 18 notes.
18. All right, Eric, over to you.
Wow. 15 notes.
15.
11 notes.
10 notes.
Oh. Well, I will go 8 notes, then.
8 notes. Make it
7 notes.
Points. 7 notes.
Well, I'd like to see you settle the score.
All right, on 7 notes, Eric.
What you got it on last time?
The space race. This is for Eric alone.
Oh, I know. I'm just letting him know the space race is the clue, Eric. So don't let that throw you off when you get those 7 notes, big guy.
All right. Eric, you do have your lifeline. If you want a second clue, here are your 7 notes.
Space race.
How many 40 notes did you just gave him? You just arpeggiated the bass notes and you gave him the high notes.
I think it was a reverb is what you're hearing.
Ah, there's some delay and there's some reverb, but that's not, I heard the more than the 7 notes.
Yeah, the left hand doesn't
count.
Factor in, yeah.
Oh, well, if I knew that then.
That movie would be Interstellar. I mean,
very good.
That's great.
All right. Interstellar. Right,
if you would have preferred, Scott, if you would have preferred, I could have done your Inspector Gadget like.
I'll get you, Gadget, next time.
Yeah, well, that's a good claw.
Yeah,
that's a really good claw.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Look, if they're bringing this back, I don't have any influence, but I'm going to get you an audition.
Really? You should be a voice actor, Scott.
Oh, yeah. Eric, thank you so much. I totally look like Rip Taylor. Like I wish I had confetti.
Did you say you met him?
Just cut up the tape. Just start flinging that in the air.
Oh, look at this. It's everywhere.
Great. All right, Eric, you got the points, which means you have choice 2, 4, or 5.
5.
All right, 5 it is.
Good call.
Your clue on...
What can I do to up my thing if I want to double?
Is he still mathematically in this?
He is still mathematically in this.
Come on, man.
He's got to get it wrong to double down.
Oh.
Or if he gets the question wrong, you automatically get those points. But basically, you want to get down in the, 3 to 5 is worth 20. 0 to 2 is worth 25.
Okay. And then we got to get low. And then I got to get him to mess up so that I can come in.
Or you could get a couple 20s and you're right back in.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I can get those 20s, no problem.
20. So what is the 3 notes is 20, right?
3 to 5 notes is 20.
Oh, you ain't getting no 20s.
I just like to say that this podcast is brought to you by diabetes.
Did he take over for Wilford Brimley?
They call me Blue Brimley.
Blue Brimley.
Okay. All right, Eric, your clue is... That's the spirit. That's the spirit.
Okay.
How many notes you want to open with?
Let's do 10. Let's do 10.
All right, 10. Scott.
8.
7.
6.4.
What was the clue again?
That's the spirit.
Oh, heck yeah, 6.
5.
Settle the score.
All part of his master plan.
I know.
All right, Eric, you do have a second clue if you want to use it. You have 5 notes, so it's worth 20 points, and your first clue is that's the spirit.
Give me the notes!
Okay.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? I'm leaving.
Yeah. It's that would be Beetlejuice.
That is correct for 20 points.
Oh, look at them 20 points.
Can I hear what
20 points?
Can I hear what 3 notes would have been?
Oh man.
You without the bass notes now. Watch how hard it is now.
Oh yeah, that would have been harder.
It is harder, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Matt, what's the score?
I don't think we've ever had somebody ask for an update on the score after every question.
Hey, I'm like that. Every time I buy a stick of gum, anything, I check my bank account. Okay, I'm good. I like to be safe. I'm a very
you just sitting in court. Objection.
I'm very Lopez, very nervous. Even... very nervous.
It's 120 to 45.
Oh.
That sounds like a time zone to me.
You see me just throw my buzzer in the air.
Yeah.
All right. Double down? Can I double down?
I'm going to coast the rest of the way here.
You can.
I know how I'm doing this. Okay. Let's keep playing.
All right. We're on this.
Watch this turnaround. I'm going to go.
You saw one note. One note.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Eric, your choice, two or four?
Four.
All right. Four it is. The clue comes to us from patron Melissa Woody, and it's
Hi, Melissa.
While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Okay.
While
So I'm gonna start off. I like start off at the 10 notes. I feel like 10 notes is a good place to start.
I get this in 6 notes.
5 notes?
3 notes.
Settle the score.
Okay, Andy. I would like for you to play me 3 bars of the bass notes before you come in with the 3 top end notes. Because, of course, going by the rules that you guys set, the bass notes don't count. So if you could just give me a good warm up with the bass notes.
Yeah, full verse and chorus. Bass, yeah.
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 Okay, so.
It's a nice rule to exploit that no one's ever. We got a bunch of firsts today. No one's ever asked for.
Well, I feel that this is a fair request, seeing that the rules are only the right hand, aka melody.
I tend to agree with you on
this. Just give me a couple of warm-ups, and then the bam, hit me with the 3 on the top. You know what I'm saying? And play in the key of C. Let's get a little crazy with it.
It is in C. So
there
very
you go.
Good.
Ah, see? Well, you sent me the song list right before we started.
Okay. Let's just, for dignity purposes, let's just try you with the 3 notes first.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm going to steal this. Ooh.
Okay. I'm going to go. Can I double down on my own vote?
You can't.
Oh, boy.
You can't. You can only do it on.
Most canters are the third kind.
That is incorrect.
Oh, those are the notes. I feel.
You're not, yeah, that's not far off.
Which was the pitch, I think, when John Williams went in there. He's like, I got the idea.
Yeah, to Spielberg, and Spielberg was like, yeah, fuck yeah, man. That's a genius.
That's amazing.
Let's get him an Oscar. all right, so Eric, you can just take the 20 or you can double down on it if you want.
Take that 20 points, you know.
Double down. What kind of game is this?
Points, you know.
Can you give me okay, let's for fun, let's give me 6 notes. Give me this.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to hear what this is.
It is exactly the same 3 notes that starts with the Close Encounters, by the way. It's just Close Encounters isn't played on a Spanish guitar, but this is 6 notes.
Is that Coco?
That is Coco.
Oh, shit. I should have doubled down. God damn it.
Never watched that movie. Close Encounters of the Coco kind.
Close Encounters of the Mexican kind.
Coco Counters. Coco Counters.
That's going to be the sequel.
Coco Counters.
Yeah, everybody's like, guys, this feels racist for some reason. I don't understand.
Feel I had the greatest coming out the gate and falling right behind real quick.
Man,
anyway, here we go.
We have one left. Eric, you'll open the bidding. And your clue comes to us from patron Juan Reyes. And it is that intro bowled me over. That intro bowled me over.
Come on, there's only.
Oh, I'm gonna start. I'm gonna go with my 10 notes. My trusty 10.
All right, 10.
Let's see. Doing the math and quantifying the 10, and taking away 2 and divided by 7. That's leaving you with 8 notes.
8 notes.
7 notes. 6 notes. 6 notes. 6.
Shh. You know, I'm gonna give you a break. Settle the score.
Oh, I'll settle this. You should be going first. Then I could double that. Then I have one chance to. Okay, let's go.
All right, on 6 notes, we're 15 points.
Here we go.
Indiana Jones! Raiders of the Lost Ark!
That is correct for 15 points.
Ooh,
yeah,
look at that.
I would have got that.
You ended up with 60. You got 60.
That is the Well of Souls song.
That is correct. Bonus point for Scott.
Wow, I got 46 points.
61 points.
What do I got? What do I got?
Is he mathematically still in it?
Was he? Yeah, is he mathematically still in this equation?
You have 140, Eric. You have 140.
Okay. Yeah, but you're not going to use them. Give me those 40. We'll tie it up.
Yeah, exactly. We'll go to
Eric,
a sudden
will death. You give me 40 points?
Sure.
No. Yes! Wait a second, Matt! He gave me 40. I had 61. I have 101 points. He has 100. I just won.
Definitely, yeah, you might want to give him 39 points.
No, he said 40.
How about 35 points? I'll give him 35.
Oh,
points.
No.
I'll give him 35 points if he can get the next one in three notes.
Well, there is no next one, but that's...
I don't know.
Oh, is that the game?
That is the game.
Oh, no, no. I think I won that round.
So, congratulations. Hey,
where's my, like, dude, that's like, how many wins is that for me? Where's my jacket? You guys didn't send me a jacket in the mail.
You don't have the all-time record, but you're getting there.
You sent me a satin jacket that says settle the score in the back with my name, like John Candy and freaking Home Alone.
We'll get you the logo on the front. On the back, it'll just say Coco Counters.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Which, this podcast is brought to you by Coco Counters, my new home renovation company, where we bring in the most beautiful countertops. And boy, you can really refresh your kitchen.
It's a winning business idea.
Yeah,
you got
Coco
here.
Counters, call us right now at 866-555-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah.
I like that you went gibberish as if, I can't give out a real number to this fictitious
totally.
Company.
I went Hollywood phone number. With the 555.
1-800-KKK, Klondike 5. Eric, you are today's winner. Congratulations, sir.
Well, that is a nice change. Congrats, Eric. Congrats.
That is a nice change. The floor is yours to plug, promote, say whatever you like, but take it away, man.
I got nothing really going on right now, but you guys can still go watch Super Giant Robot Brothers on Netflix because I think that's still on there. You guys go watch that and make sure you watch Young Justice on HBO Max. And
out of curiosity, with the new contract, does that affect you guys? Like plays on Netflix, actors now get a cut that's like a residual check. Do voiceover actors get the same thing?
I don't know. Ask Scott. This guy's the freaking
rules and bylaws.
Yeah, he knows all the ins and outs of the.
Let me ask my butler.
James.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I think we probably get paid less, even whatever they give us. I think it's kind of like settle the score. SAG goes, "Hey, we want $100," and then they go, "We'll give you 90," and then they go, "We'll take 80," and then. Wait, but SAG, we should. No, I'm just kidding. I think it. I don't know. We'll see how it all works out. Yeah.
Hadn't thought about that in the Netflix show.
Yeah.
For Eric. So, yeah, please go check that out.
Eric's on The Simpsons. Listen to him on The Simpsons. You can listen to him on the Trolls, the DreamWorks series.
Yeah.
Trolls. Madagascar. Look at that guy.
We tried hard to get him a cameo in the Blue Beetle movie, but it didn't work.
Yeah, couldn't do it.
There you go. You can even hear his voice in the hit show Mayor of Kingstown, season one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thanks to Scott. Thanks to Scott. Scott got me that gig, man.
That's all you, man. That's all you.
I did not know that. I watched that season.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Scott, what about you? What should people be checking out on your end?
Well, since I've lost three times, Matt, Andy, can you hit me with a little bit of like sad? Like,
oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to tell you all the good things, but sometimes things just don't seem as good. So I've been sort of working away, trying to get jobs, doing odd jobs in the weekends and late nights, cleaning windows, doing Coco Counters. It's not working like it used to. I have a Patreon, gofundme.cococounters.com. Thank you. And that's the only thing. Catch me on Instagram at @thescottwhite. It's right here.
Right there. On the screen. I'll have it in the links below. But
Yeah. Instagram. Go follow me. I'm real Eric Lopez. Follow me. I need followers. Nobody's following me, man.
Well, I'll put both of your Instagrams in the description so people can just click the link and go straight over there.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
No more, Eric? No more the watch my pussy ones. I don't want to watch pussy.
Eric, give me a kizzy. Right. Give me a kizzy.
Beautiful, guys. It's a beautiful sentiment.
That was what?
It's amazing how effective the music under the underbed makes it that much sadder.
Oh, like, good.
That is
effective.
That is effective.
Eric, do you have anything else you want to push? Andy's got the hookups.
I'm not that clever right now. I can't think of anything.
I don't know. I could imagine Andy rocking some like trumpets, you know, like the king's trumpet, you know, and then you could give a speech to your people.
Yeah. Speech to your people.
To your people. I don't know how it works. I've never won this game. I don't know.
What do you mean, your people?
Are we done with this?
We'll edit this part out. Don't worry.
Okay, thanks.
What the hell was that?
I think that was the people.
That
revolting.
Was me about that. Well, I thought that was me slamming on the brakes before I crashed into a wall.
There was. Nice, we're a morning zoo.
Right.
All right, Andy, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Oh, just thanks to the guys. It's always so much fun. And you both played really well, but mostly you're just great guys and really enjoy hanging out with you. So thank you for coming along again.
Yeah. And shout out to the people that said I was annoying in the comments on the other streams. I hope I annoyed you a shitload more than I did the last
time. Who said that?
No one said that, surely, no?
No one said that.
Wow. I could swear I saw that one time.
No.
I don't think so.
It's like the one bad comment said I was annoying or some shit.
Well, of course you hold on to it potentially, but I can't imagine.
No, I've
anyone.
We haven't got... you know what? We haven't reached a big enough community for it to get, like, a little, you know, the poison.
I think it's funny though. I did a video one time. I did like some like drunk movie review for my buddy, and like the majority like loved it. They were laughing like, "Who is this guy? He's funny." And then other guys were just shitting on me, calling me like Pumpkinhead. I laughed. It was hilarious. I was like, "Oh man, it's funny enough." I don't see how people don't have fun with the hate. And the hateful comments.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Actually, I got to make this quick comment on your other video.
Hey, Pumpkinhead.
Seem annoying.
This Lopez guy's worst.
Notice his head looks like a pumpkin?
No, and also, I'm not anywhere near the sort of the public domain enough to not battle back, and I read every comment, and I would have argued with anyone.
I could have sworn someone said, "This guy's annoying."
Never.
No. Maybe I just thought that to myself, and I thought it was in the comments. I don't know.
When?
That one I believe. That one I believe.
Obviously, you think I'm annoying. You docked me 5 points this game.
Scott is our winner today. Congratulations.
Yeah! 101-100.
Now I wish you had those horns on ready. Just to give him the bump, ba-da-ba. Like, he is. Today's champion.
I am no king now.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Andy. Sorry, you were about
Scott, you gotta send me your jacket.
I was trying to recall, because I did get in a squabble with someone, but it wasn't one of your episodes. So yeah.
Oh.
Really?
What'd you get in a squabble about?
But any fight I tend to get into in the comments is people saying that I played it wrong, or that's not how it is in the book or whatever. Yeah.
Musical haters.
Oh my gosh.
Well, we know what musical haters can do. They go. Yeah.
Clef themselves. They can go.
I think it back on my musical days when I'd be on stage playing and the hater would be out there and I would just be looking at them going, "Well, I'm up here and you're not. So enjoy." Keep making those comments.
Suck it.
Yep.
Yeah, you paid to be here. I'm getting paid to be here. Fuck right off.
There you go. Double down, bitch. Okay.
Sometimes people go at stuff where they're like, on the track, there's a minute of this before that melody kicks in. I'm like, yeah, but I can't do this. Is an entertainment show. I can't do the bullshit.
Yeah.
Matt and I have notes where it says start the notes from 1:58.
Yeah. Get to the meat. Gotta get to the meat of it.
Exactly.
Like the Raiders thing is like, you gotta start at a specific spot because you'll remember that specific spot.
Exactly. Hey, Andy, just give us the string section in Armageddon before anything kicks in the last 3 minutes, because we'll know that.
You know, I did play Don't Want to Miss a Thing, one of the versions that I've done on Set of the Score. I did start, it starts with the strings, that kind of like the quartet. Long... I've done that before, and it was just, it just felt like dead air, so now I just start with the singing. Yeah.
Just start with Aerosmith just coming out the amazing.
We all remember that video. It was
or the series 90s. Of videos. Remember that whole storyline that we were all trying to figure out. Almost as great as November Rain and Guns N' Roses, and trying to figure out that whole mystery of those videos attached. Like, what is the storyline?
November Rain. It was November Rain when they were getting married and then they got divorced.
Yeah. And then it's like all the rain is coming down and Slash goes out and starts playing in a fucking storm. And yeah, it's like, what is going
Here's
on?
That's how it
here?
Goes. Hey, I'm dating this girl. She's great. Oh, wait, she's dead. She's in a coffin. Half her face is covered with a mirror. Oh, but Slash is here. Why is Slash leaving the party? Oh, that's right. I'm going to walk out. And now I'm in the middle of a desert. I'll just play a solo because there's a funeral going on. Yeah. Makes sense. And Axel's like, yeah, yeah, that's a good story. Oh, let's just do that one. Yeah. That's my Axl Rose approach. Yeah, man, let's just do that. Yeah, yeah.
Just like that. Hey, man.
Oh gosh.
All right. Well, I'll have both of your Instagram handles in the description below. So please, at the Scott White and at the real Eric Lopez, go hit them up. Check out what they're doing. I think Eric is frozen on the screen. Just yeah. Just gonna stay like that. I don't know if we're gonna get him before the end of this.
What are we looking at, Eric? What are we looking at? Am I back? Am I back?
Yeah,
kinda.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a little glitchy still, but you what just froze.
Fuck? I'm hard lined in.
Did you try and change the color on your remote?
Yeah.
I'm hard.
You might have won
in.
This game, Eric, but I have better fiber optics.
You have, you got fiber optics. I'm on a fucking phone line.
No, you're on dial-up? No wonder you're freezing.
He's on Al Gore's Internet 1.0. It's like, you know, it's real.
You just log in. It's, I invented this.
They
all
electrocute
right,
a chicken that goes, whack! And then they go, that's the Internet. There's a message coming through. Anyway.
All right. Well, that is it for today's Settle the Score. Be sure to hit them up on Instagram. You can follow Andy at STS_AndyM. You can follow me at Matt Nose. We'll see you guys next week with another new episode. Until then, adios.
Adios, everybody.